This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Most of the time, and probably for most people, college is thought of as a place where you go to somehow turn yourself into an adult and ideally get yourself ready for a working life. More and more, though, schools are offering programs to people at the other end of the career spectrum, adults in their 50s and their 60s who might have finished one career and aren't ready to retire yet. And it makes financial sense for schools to go after that market. Fewer 18-year-olds are enrolling in college, while the number of people over 50 is growing, and they have often got money to spend. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Last year, Terry Harrington was at an impasse. She's lived in Denver and practiced law there for decades. At 66 and divorced, she was torturing herself with questions about her future. Keep working in the business she founded? Move to live near her son and grandkids?
I don't know if it's like when you're going to college, you got to choose a major, but it is an unsettling feeling to not really know what the remainder of your life looks like or what you want to do with it when you have that choice.
Then Harrington spotted a Facebook ad for a new program called Changemakers at the University of Colorado, Denver. It's aimed at professionals at or near the end of their careers who want to repurpose their energies for what some people call their encore phase of life. Harrington is now part of the program's inaugural class of 17.
I cannot tell you how much I have learned about people my age, the processes they go through, the options they have.
Once a week, the class features guest speakers over Zoom. This week, it's author and Yahoo Finance columnist Kerry Hannan.
You know, I've had a really fun career myself, lots of jigs and jags.
At one point, student Margie Yavara, a former accountant who now wants to develop affordable housing, asks Hannan about business incubators.
And I'm wondering if there might be any that might be geared toward folks going toward their encore career, maybe.
Yeah, I love that. I don't know if I wrote about any in the book, but I do have a couple I could point you to. I'm happy to.
CU Denver's program is part-time. A semester costs $3,200. More established programs, including Stanford's and Harvard's, are full-time, run for a whole academic year, and cost at least $50,000. Some smaller schools say they'd like to start encore career programs, but they're a risk, says Mark Canada, Chancellor of Indiana University, Kokomo.
We need to invest in the future, but it's not something we can just jump into feet first because it's an investment of time and of staff and, frankly, of money.
He says in his region, there's limited interest in these midlife programs, for now. Still, he says,
within 10 years, I would be really surprised if there weren't hundreds or maybe even thousands of universities who are doing this.
Because he says there are so many older adults who want to keep learning. Bernard Franklin is one of them. A longtime university administrator from Kansas, he's now 69. After losing his wife to cancer, he spent two tumultuous decades parenting four kids and working right up until 2021.
Without a break, without stopping to say, what is it I want to do?
Last year, he was a fellow on Harvard's Encore program called the Advanced Leadership Initiative. Even after a career on a campus, he initially felt out of place.
Harvard wasn't created for an African-American man. And I'm taking in all of the enormity of what that means.
But he says exchanging ideas with other fellows and immersing himself in classwork helped him get past that. One class in particular was about reflecting on your personal and professional life so far to help you decide what to do next.
I wouldn't have had that had Harvard not given me an opportunity to step back and to really begin to see that my story has my future purpose in it as well.
Franklin now leads a Boston nonprofit called Uncornered, which helps youth involved in gangs get out of a cycle of violence through education. Franklin's dad is 92. His grandfather lived to 104. With so much of life ahead, he says, he'll give back for as long as he can. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.